We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea. They find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
They hit the decks a running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
You fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb.
Bring it on. If you're tired of being spoon-fed politically correct cowbum every time you turn the radio on, join Corp Reynolds for The Shooting Bench for the most politically incorrect firearms information program on talk radio.
I heard your teeth chatter from the cold outside. Saw the bullets open up the wounds in your side. I saw the young boys as they began to fall. You had tears in your eyes, cause you couldn't help it all. But you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb.
The Shooting Bench, 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern, on the Survival Circle.
Thought he'd call a great victory ball, but he asked the band to play the song Dixie. For you, Johnny Reb, and all that you believe, cause you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb.
She's back! Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Survival Circle. Alright, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
It's lovely.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning me.
Sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on a radio and rocking on.
That's right.
Naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You're going blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Holy poofy fittipelli.
You're a big bravo, mister!
I'll be hurting if my head ain't out of ice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be raving at my motor up.
To do it.
That is unbelievable, man.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Ruthie Fittipaldi.
That's right.
Go. I hope we got the phone in time. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It's Friday. It's the 23rd of January. And we've got 2 hours of fun coming up here. I'm glad y'all could join me tonight. I'm going to throw in a little spot of news here and there. I'm getting so behind. I talked about the militia so much last night, and I spent 2 hours talking on it, and probably could have spent two more. I cut it a lot shorter than I wanted to, so we may do a little bit more next week on that, because I didn't get near done what I wanted to do, but it was okay. We got quite a bit covered. So, all right, Friday nights, you know what we're doing. We're doing so. Hey, Hopper, I'm glad to see Merle's listening tonight. Glad he's in there. Tell him hello. I can tell him myself. Merle, how are you doing tonight? Glad you're with us. Yeah. So, Merle, I hope you like Johnny Rodriguez.
Would you look at what came down the road today, wanting me to be one more mistake to make? A bridge to burn to get to someone new. Hey, pass me by. Among the other hearts that you walk on, Lord, help me if I fall in love with you. passing through.
My old cat, we'll see if we can get to that here a little bit later. I'm a big fan. Johnny Rodriguez brings back a lot of memories to me back in the 70s when I was running around all over the country, and every song he does just about is brings back a memory of some place or somebody back in those days. I remember it was, I believe it was David Allan Coe was introducing him on a show one night. Pretty sure that's who it was. No, it wasn't either. It was Hank Williams Jr. Hank Williams Jr. was introducing him on a show one night, and he had just got through saying something to the effect of Tucumcari, New Mexico was the only place you could stand in mud up to your ass and to be dust be blowing in your eyes. And then he introduced Johnny Rodriguez as a goat-stealing Mexican buddy of his. So, anyway.
You found your greener pasture in a mansion on a hill with a flashy foreign car to drive and lots of time to kill. Lord, my mind keeps on remembering the days of me and you when we were down to nothing, nothing sure looked good on you. You said you needed simple things that I had plenty of, and through style of life he lured you, and you could not refuse. But when we were down to nothing, nothing sure looked good on you.
I'm going to try to remember here. We have all these love songs and all these all these melancholy type songs and stuff. But I think you got it? All right. Thank you very much.
Careful,
use. Is it more than a minute and a half?
One
thing
in the microwave, so
it'll stay hot longer. Okay. Thank you. All right. I'm all set up here now. I'm going to try to throw in a little bit of humor once in a while with some of these songs, and this one right here probably is as good as any of them.
Name of this song is The Wildwood Flower. Now, The Wildwood Flower is an old country classic. It's gained a whole new popularity. The song isn't any more popular, but the flower's doing real good. The Wildwood Flower grew wild on the farm, and we never knew what it was called. Some said it's a flower, and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burley. I come to, my brother was there, and he said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" I said, "I don't know. I was chewing on the weed." He said, "Well, let me give it a try." Spent the rest of that day and most of that night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill.
Catch up a little bit on where we're supposed to be. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. We just kind of left us in the dark for a minute, and we weren't prepared for that, so... Let's see here. Let's try this again. We'll start this. I don't remember exactly where we were in the song, but we're going to start it right here.
Chewing on the weed. He said, "Let me give it a try." I spent the rest of that day and most of that night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. He said he flew up there. I had to fly out and get him down. He's about half crazy. Very next day, we picked a bunch of them weeds and we put them in the sun to dry. Then we mashed them up and cleaned them off, put them in the corn cob pie. Smoking them wildwood flowers got to be a habit. We never seen no harm. Oh, we thought it was kind of handy. Take a trip and never leave the farm. They go puff that wildwood weed. Next thing you know, you're just wandering around behind the little animals. All good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day this fella from Washington come by and spied them and turned white as a sheet. And he dug and he burned and he burned and he dug and he killed all our cute little weeds. And then he drove away. We just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds. Y'all come back now, you hear?
All right, there's Jim Stafford with a Wildwood Weed. That one goes back a pretty good ways. That was pretty popular when I was a pup. Let me see. I had a number of things here I wanted to share with here a little bit. Let me see. I might change my mind. I might just do all this on Monday. There's so many things I need to do. I'm so far behind. But, let's wait a minute on that. Let's listen to Dina Carter and I'll decide.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah.
somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild on the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste of love. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Song I used to hear, and man, called last Sunday morning, a choir from off the streets came in to sing a few old gospel songs. And I heard him tell the singers, there's the song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? Let him sing me back home with a song I used to hear, and make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn sing me back home before I die. Sing me back home before I die. Thank you.
so sweet and eager to try your wings and fly. But someday you'll understand the way I feel. So just keep your halo shining, and I'll love you all the more. When my forbidden angel is not forbidden anymore. Better judgment tells me no, but I love you so, I know I can wait to unlock heaven's door. When my forbidden angel is not forbidden anymore.
Cook me up some bacon and some beans, and go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe, and then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why.
I let you wash the car on Sunday. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat? Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday? Well, a man can't love a woman more than that.
Ain't I always nice to your kid sister? Don't I take her driving every night? So sit here at my feet, 'cause I like you when you're sweet, and you know it ain't feminine to fight. So put another log on the fire, cook me up some bacon and some beans, go out to the car and lift it up and change the tire, wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, fill my pipe, and then go fetch my slippers, and boil me up another pot of tea, then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why you're leaving me.
All right, there you go. Hopper, I hope that works out for you here. Couldn't make it any worse, hopefully. But I need to run in there and tell Amy to get another little wood in there on the fire and get it squared away before I get back in there. Or maybe not. We'll see.
Two days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down in a booth. Cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? Lord's Prayer said in the anthem sang, a man said, folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead? Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one name read, and nobody really cared. But a pretty little girl with a bow in her head. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter said, soldier's coming.
You know, I kind of I spent my time boycotting the Dixie Chicks for a while. It wasn't what they said about Bush. They have the right to think and say whatever they want to, but doing it overseas in front of an audience is a whole different story. But you know, I suppose if I had the opportunity and I was overseas in front of an audience, there is no telling, there's no end to what I would say about Obama. So with that in mind, I guess everybody has the right to say what they want, because I sure would have, I would unload on Obama if I had the opportunity in front of lots of people. And I have in front of quite a few. I guess my... I don't know, my biggest crowd was probably 1,200 or 1,300 people, but that was a few years ago, 2010, I believe it was, maybe 9, I don't remember, but anyway.
Well, I ain't afraid of dying, it's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea, don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I won't go to heaven, but I don't want to go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Rock me up beside the jukebox if I die. Just let my headstone be a neon sign. Just let it burn. If I die, Lord, I
heaven, but I don't want to go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Rock me up beside the jukebox if I die. But I don't want to go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Rock me up beside the jukebox if I die. Rock me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Lock me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, drop me up beside the jukebox if I die.
All right, there's a good Joe Diffie had quite a few good songs. We may stick another one or two in here before the night's over. Yeah, we had, last night was a 2-hour militia talk, and we covered a whole lot of stuff. There's a few things that I'd probably like to hit on a little more detail, and I'll probably do that this coming week. There's need to spend a little more time on a couple of the gear items and a little bit more on the organization. I was trying hard to crowd everything into 2 hours last night, and I just really couldn't do it. That was a... I really need about 3 hours to cover everything the way that I'd like to, but we got pretty good time. We got a lot of stuff covered there, so we'll look at it again this week and see if we can fit it in. I've got a ton of stuff that I'm way behind on here this coming week as far as news goes. It ain't gonna be news by the time I get around to it.
Shave and put on a clean pair of pants. But Loretta, look at yourself. Now, I wish you'd take them curlers out of your hair and go put on a little makeup and get out of that house coat before supper.
Huh. Well, let me tell you something, Conway. Considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Yeah. Ruth Buzzy.
Thank you.
Besides that, all of our kids took after your part of the family.
Oh,
anyway.
They did, huh? Well, what about the ones that's bald?
Well, I guess you might say they took after me.
Well, the door is always open.
Picture in the paper, and to see you've married good, and to know that he can give you all the things I never could.
But you know that he won't give me what I need.
Think of me instead.
And when angels have to touch me, will my face turn toward the wall? Yes, the door is always open, and the light's on in the hall. Yes, the door is always open.
Hey, Chucker, just so you know, Friday nights for about the last 2 years, about 2 years, maybe a little more, Friday nights is dedicated usually strictly to music. Why are we playing music right now? I didn't ask you to. There we go. Nipped it in the bud there. Yeah, we've had all kinds of ads and promos and everything running for the last 2 years. Friday night is our time to get away from some of the doom and gloom and some of the bad news and stuff going on all over the country. We kind of start the weekend with a fresh note and get ready to hit it hard again Monday. So unless something dramatic happens, then Friday night is dedicated to 99% of the time, or a little more, it's classic country. Once in a while, we'll sneak off into classic rock, but not too often. But there's lots and lots of classic country out there, like Freddie Hart, for example.
If Penguin Prince showed up on skin, wonder who's I'd find on you. Of my mind with worry, you've been out all night again, but don't tell me, and I won't ask, where in the world
have you been? I don't even want to know what you've been up to. But if fingerprints showed up on skin, wonder whose I'd find on you. I can't help it, this feeling, this hunger deep inside for loving you. Heaven knows I do. If fingerprints showed up on skin, wonder whose I'd find on you. I can't help it, this feeling, this hunger deep inside. Heaven knows I do. If fingerprints showed up on skin, wonder whose I'd find on you.
Was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 63, left little Jimmy and me to plant those taters and pull up another tomorrow. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, Papa, can I hear you playing for me? Little brother was never quite right. He used to sit on the floor in the sunlight, play with the dust that danced on the beams in the window. Sister had to cook and clean, 'cause mama she got sick and lean. Sometimes I think she just died away missing Papa. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory.
Looks like we got a handful of anonymous hanging out in there. We like to see new guys and gals come around to any of the shows, but we especially like to see them come around on Friday nights. Maybe they get to where they feel comfortable. They'll let us know who they are and where they're at, and become part of the Survival Circle family here.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. What happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, some thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Hard Newland's coveralls and Hard leaped to his feet, said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in a sleepy little town of Pascagoula, it was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the out dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. Harv thought he had a weed eater loose, and he threw the moon. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and that squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha, better than you, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. Should have seen that look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As that squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry, and then to confess her sins and make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names the day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. 7 deacons and a pastor got saved, and $25,000 was raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass. Oh, the miracles of God is wrought in this old world. The one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in a sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.
Yeah, I don't reckon there's anything wrong with the British, Chucker, now that we've got them tamed down a little bit. But if we were British, we would have had to endure this. And we would have come out in second place. Second place is first loser in my book.
1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming.
There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
We fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Here's some love. Take a little bit of it home with you. Cowboy, take me. you think I laugh loud, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Is it my imagination,
Well, that was another Joe Diffie, for those of you that are wondering. I figured Iowa Cat take another stab at it there. I like Joe Diffie. He's got a lot of good songs. I don't know if we'll sneak another one in tonight yet or not. We got several other things to attend to here. Monday night, we're going to be busy, busy. We're going to try to do a news blitz here. I've got to take care of a whole bunch of things that I think might be interesting to you, that may be a little off the beaten path that not everybody knows about. Some of you cruise through the news as much as I do, and you may have heard of some of them. But we'll cruise through them kind of quickly because I got so many I want to do. Someone asked, well, as T-Dog asked a while ago about how we're doing as far as finances go for the network. We're holding our own right now. We, thanks to some donations from some of our listeners, we're doing okay and not lacking for anything. We don't have anything due or nothing right now, so we sure appreciate you guys taking a part in this here and helping us to keep it running. And that's trying to do this here, trying to spread the cost out evenly. And if we get I've taken donations on our website, and it allows us to spend a little more time doing it. When we, you know, as bad as we would love to do this, you know, we have other obligations and jobs and stuff like that. So the extra stuff helps us with the research and allows us to, you know, spend a little time doing this when we, you know, when we feel like we may be neglecting other obligations. So it works out great, and we sure as heck do appreciate it. So the hotshot, don't put yourself out. You know, I don't want any of you to put yourself out. If you've got obligations and stuff to take care of at home, then that's your first priority. And then when all your stuff is taken care of to a degree that you're comfortable, then if you can throw a little bit our way to help with this, well, that would be great. All right, let's see where we're at here. We are at another Jack Green. Jack Green was not real popular back in the day, but I'll tell you what, he had some damn good songs, just didn't have a whole lot of them. This is one of them.
Somewhere there should be, for all the world to see, a statue of a fool made of stone. An image of a man who let love slip through his hands, and then just let him stand there all alone. And there on his face a gold tear should be placed to honor the million tears he's cried. And the hurt in his eyes would show, so everyone would know, concealed is a broken heart inside. So build a statue and all
see. Then inscribe the world's greatest fool.
Iowa Cat said she wanted to hear My Maria. Check this one out. Here I was typing. I could have just started talking. Iowa Cat, no, that was not Brooks and Dunn. That was the original Maria, the very first one that was done by B.W. Stevenson back in the late 60s, early 70s, whenever it was. Here's the one you were looking for. A little bit different. Still not bad, though.
Don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer. You're a miracle work for me.
sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray. She treats me so right, lady. Take me away. I'm a Maria girl.
Oh, I'm a Maria girl.
Maria, I love you. My Maria.
Maria, love you, girl. Oh, I'm a Maria.
Maria,
love you, girl. Maria,
I love you.
Iowa Cat, you hold your breath, honey. I'll be up there one of these days, and we'll play a game pool. And try to see if we can get Amy to come up there with me, and we'll terrorize the town here on the pool table. Some of you may think that B.W. Stevenson was some kind of a country singer. Not exactly. A couple things he did was rather country-ish. But then he had this. You know, I think what we're going to do, one of these Fridays here in the not-too-distant future, I'm going to give you all time to study up a little bit. But for those of you that profess to know your country music, I think we're going to do a little deal here soon where I just play, you know, 2 seconds of a song or something like that. And we'll play a little game and let everybody guess it. Now, the problem is we've got a little bit of delay between what happens here and what happens there. So I'm not sure how well that's going to work out. But we'll give it a shot and see what happens. All right, Hopper, looks like Hopper's going to leave us. Good night. Glad you could join us up till this long. I know you've got to get up and work and do all that kind of stuff, so glad you could join us. So let's get back here and get back on track here. This is a good way to do it.
Every time I think about good love that we had, I wonder why I let it die. Lord, I feel so bad. A woman was a precious thing. She tried every way, but I drank too much and said some things I didn't mean to say. And it was whiskey talking to her, Lord. I swear it wasn't me. But a man who drinks, he never thinks of how it's gonna be. So my friend, if you have someone who is waiting with her love, take my she's thinking of, cause these old bars will leave their scars all over you and me. And it could be you tomorrow night telling how it used to be. Gonna be. You know a man who drinks, he never thinks of how things are gonna be.
Looks like our listeners are dropping off here like flies. I know it's awful late out there on the East Coast, and we're starting to lose a few of them. So that's okay. We only got a few more minutes here. Some of you will hang with me. So I'm going to have to do some thinking on this name that tune thing, because we have so many different people. Some of you know some of the older songs. Some of you some of the newer stuff. So I'll ponder on it a little bit and see if I can pick out some songs. We may just spend a whole evening messing around one night doing that. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Okay. Let's start right now. Do a trial run. The Tampico Scout, we'll try to get to that before we get done. Anybody know that song we just played? Played like 5 notes of it. Let's see. 4 notes. Okay. The Rights at Risk, God bless you. I'm glad you hang in there. It may be down to you and me and Tampico Scout here before it's all over with. But Hot Shots in it for the run, for the money there. All right, let's go on back and play this one. I don't think anybody's going to get this. It's been... find out how long our delay is here. Play it again, Sam. All right, here you go. Pay attention, everybody. Here we go. Okay, five notes that time. Let's try it and see what happens. You guys are coming up with all these requests now, and we got 10 minutes left to the show. Should have thought about that an hour and a half ago. I'll get in as many as I can here before quitting time. Iowa Cat, we could probably do that. We can take calls anytime. I just got to turn the thing on. Now, here's the song that you guys are missing right now.
Yes, I know I'm late getting home tonight. Can supper wait? I guess I lost my appetite. Yes, you can fix me a drink, and anything's okay. Oh, by the way, I met a friend of yours today. I was working on the other side of town, and coming home, I thought I'd stop and have a round. And in this bar, I heard someone speak your name. And that's how I met a friend of yours today. Introduced myself, and you should have seen his face. Oh, what a shame. I met a friend of yours today. Please don't cry, woman, 'cause it's much too late for tears. Yes, I'm sorry too, 'cause it hurts after all these years. And ain't it sad a love like ours should end this way? And all because I met a friend of yours today.
Well, I hope you can still hear me. Looks like we're having a little bit of freezing up problem here. But there it goes. Alright, looks like we're back in business here. This is gonna mess up my music right here. Doggone it. Alright, good thing we're close to quitting time. Got a plug-in problem here on, I don't understand all I know about these stupid plug-ins. But alright, we're gonna try it. What happens when that plug-in comes on and fails? All the music that I have queued up, I have to, restart there, or whatever you call it. No. There we go.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace
ordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly. That I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. With stars and stripes and the eagle flies. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle.
Thank you, Hotshot. I appreciate that. I've been, the country music has been a very, very large part of my life, my whole life. I've probably told you this story before, and you probably don't care anything about it again. But
knows her way around a miniskirt.
Oh wait, what are you talking about?
Must
and
be a
why
supermodel, right?
Are you talking
you don't
on my
know
show?
ARP. Because AARP is
shut
made
up. Thank you. When I was a kid, we had the first all-electric house in the county. When I that was back in the, hell, I don't even know when it was. It must have been probably around 67 or something like that, and maybe a little earlier than that, 66. I don't know. But in that house, we had a stereo system that was. We had a big reel-to-reel tape player thing on it, and 8-track and radio, and records also. Every single night of my life, we listened to, went to sleep with country music. So when I said I've heard them all, son, I want you to know I've heard them all. I listen to them in my sleep, and that's why it probably has a lot to do with why I know so many of these. And then, you know, as I grew up, we always had it on the radio, and when I got up and started driving my own truck, then I had eight-track player and stuff in there, and it was constant. It was all the time. So it wasn't until just probably about 94, 95, somewhere in there, I started tapering off a little bit because the music just wasn't what it used to be. And there's still, don't get me wrong, there's still been a few good ones here and there, and we try to give them, you know, their due when it comes time. But, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, mid 90s, it tapered off pretty quick. We lost a lot of the real country music, and a lot of the things they call country is rap. It's crap. And so I don't spend nearly as much time, unless I'm in a place where I can find, you know, an oldie station, then I'll listen to it 24 hours a day. I still love some of that stuff. But anyway, we're getting pretty close to quitting time. I wanted to get one more in here by request. And after this one, we'll start easing on towards the door and get on out of here.
On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when troubles surround us.
Okay, why are we having problems here?
There it when goes. Evils come, the body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a soul. Many days he searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow.
All right, that's it. I hope you guys have a great weekend. This is a fast 2 hours for me. I love this stuff. I love the music. I love the interaction and the chat room and stuff. It's just a heck of a lot of fun. And I think one night a week we owe it to ourselves to spend a little time doing stuff like this. So anyway, everybody have a good weekend. I'm going to ease on out of here now, and we'll see you Monday. We'll be back here with Amy's show at 8 o'clock Pacific time. And then, no, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Mine will be at 8 o'clock Pacific time, and we'll be back on our schedule for the week. Thanks a lot, guys. Looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties here again. All right, let's try this one more time. There we go.
It seems that you've changed in these past few days.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong, and the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all over but the crying. I never would have thought you said I love you. Now I'll say my goodbye, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all